Ezekiel chapter 21. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Jerusalem, and drop your word toward the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel, and say to the land of Israel, Thus says Yahweh, Understand that I am against you, and will draw out my sword from out of its sheath, and will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked. Seeing then that I will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked, for this reason will my sword go out from its sheath against all flesh from the south to the north, so that all flesh can know that I, Yahweh, have drawn out my sword from out of its sheath. It will not return any more. Sigh, therefore, you son of man, with the breaking of your loins and with bitterness. Sigh before their eyes, and it will be, when they say to you, For what reason do you sigh? That you will answer, Because of the tidings, because of the news, because it comes, and every heart will melt, and all hands will be feeble, and every spirit will faint, and all knees will be weak like water. Understand, it comes, and it will be brought to pass, says Sovereign Yahweh. Again the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says Yahweh, say, a sword is sharpened, and it is also polished. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is polished so that it can glitter. Should we then make mirth? It despises the scepter of my son, just as it does all people. And he has given it to be polished so that it can be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is polished to give it into the hand of the slayer. Cry and howl, son of man, for it will be upon my people. It will be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword will be upon my people. Strike, therefore, upon your thigh, because it is a trial. And what if the sword rejects or despises even the authority of the king? It will be no more, says Sovereign Yahweh. You, therefore, son of man, prophesy and strike your hands together. Encourage the sword. Let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of those who are killed. It is the sword of the great number of those who are killed, who are all around. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, so that their heart can faint, and so that their ruins are multiplied. It's made bright. It's wrapped up with a slaughter. You go one way or the other, on the right hand or on the left, wherever your face is set, and I will also strike my hands together and cause my fury to rest. I, Yahweh, have said it. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying this, Also, you son of man, appoint yourself two ways, so that the sword of the king of Babylon can come. Both of the two will come forth from out of one land and choose you a place. Choose it at the head of the way to the city. Appoint a way, so that the sword can come to Rabbath of the Ammonites, and to Yehuda in Jerusalem, the defensed. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the fork of the road, at the head of the two roads, to use divination. He made his arrows bright, he consulted with images, he looked in the liver. At his right hand was divination, for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to appoint rams against the gates, to cast a mount, and to build a fort. And it will be to them like a false divination in their sight, to call them that have sworn oaths, but he will call to remembrance the iniquity, so that they can be taken. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, because you've made your iniquity to be remembered, in that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear, because I say you are to come to remembrance, you will be taken with the hand. And you, profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come when iniquity will have an end, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, remove the crown and take off the crown. This will not be the same. Exalt the one who is low and abase the one that is high, and I will ruin it, and it will no longer be until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him. And you, son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh concerning the Ammonites and concerning their reproach. Say, you are to say, the sword is drawn, for the slaughter it is polished, to consume because of the glittering. While they see vanity to you, while they divine a lie to you, to bring you upon the necks of those who have been killed, of the wicked whose day has come when their iniquity will have an end, Shall I cause it to return into its sheath? I will judge you in the place where you were created, in the land of your nativity. And I will pour out my indignation upon you. I will blow against you in the fire of my wrath, and deliver you into the hand of brutish men who are skillful to destroy. And you'll be for fuel to the fire. Your blood will be in the midst of the land. You will no longer be remembered, for I, Yahweh, have spoken it. End of chapter.